4-0 with Mr. Smith not voting because he did not attend the public hearing. Our next item is subdivision 2007-31, Sussex Ventures Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-31 for Sussex Ventures Incorporated based upon the record and for the following reason. The applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area of roadways, or public transportation. Proposed subdivision meets the ordinance and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves a significant amount of open space that allows for passive recreation and creates a buffer between houses. 9 acres or 32% of this site will remain as open space. The design addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 28 lots on 28 acres. This results in a density that is much less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 28 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and dressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Dressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design, location of all stormwater management areas, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. As proposed by the applicant, an asphalt walking path shall be provided throughout the community. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 2007-31, Sussex Ventures Incorporated, for the reasons and with conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Smith not voting because he did not attend the public hearing.